Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. December hard red winter wheat is 714 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. Soft December, 652 down 1. December corn, 418 and 3/4, now 19 down 1 1/2. November soybeans are 1282 and a quarter, up 3 1/2. January, 1272, up 5 1/2. July, 1234 and a half, up 4 1/4. December soybean meal, 407.90, up 410. December soybean oil, 40.33, down 41. December live cattle, 132.15, up 47 1/2. December lean hogs are 88.30, they're up 75.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
I do want to get to the elephant in the room, which is crop production and WASDE. Before I do that, though, I want to have a brief discussion with you regarding the U.S. dollar, because you and I had a discussion a week or two ago with the possibility of a head and shoulders top and the dollar maybe trying 79, 78, 79, and we got there, but we went no lower. And since then, we've rallied significantly, even to the point this morning where we're testing sort of an uptrend line through the June lows and going forward to the 100-day moving average. So I'm wondering, is this strength in the dollar something that is short term, and we might find ourselves back in the 79 camp again by the end of the year? Or how are you reading this?
Yeah, I think that's right, Dave. I can correlate it kind of to today's report with USDA. I think the dollar, when we hit those price targets you and I talked about, was in a situation that we needed to feed the bear. And so you needed to see fundamentals support the idea that we should go lower, because the technicals were suggesting we'd hit some major price targets and we were starting to get very, very oversold on the daily and weekly charts. And I think essentially what's happened is you did not feed the bear fundamentally. You had the European Central Bank lower its rate
right by a quarter of a percent, right?
Exactly. And that was a surprise to the trade. And you also had the unemployment numbers today come in better than expected. Even though the unemployment rate went up 0.1%, the payrolls numbers much better. And so I think that's kind of where we're at in the USDA report as well for the corn market, that you've got a big enough price break. You've hit some major price targets. You're extremely oversold. Your momentum indicators, which are very, very important since the 2007 financial crisis in terms of how many of the funds and the algo funds trade, in my opinion, those are all starting to flatten out, or many of them are starting to flatten out. So you're probably in a similar scenario where you need to feed the bear here with the government report coming out.
And I wonder, you know, because this is black box and headline driven, because we're in a live market, whether those first headlines coming out about big yields and smaller harvested acre numbers might actually go ahead and feed the bear. But when we get the WASDE and begin to analyze everything, both U.S. and on a world picture, that it might come back some.
Yeah, and I think that's certainly been the trend here in several of the last big reports. And this obviously is probably one of the biggest in the last year, mainly because we did lose the October update. And so we're really flying blind as far as what USDA has been looking at in the yield numbers. So, I mean, that is a very key point. And I think, again, you go back to the U.S. fundamentals versus the global fundamentals. The stocks-to-use ratio last year for corn was, you know, just under 6% because of the drought. We're going to pump that up anywhere from, if you're USDA, you're thinking it's going to be close to 15%. I've seen some private figures, including mine, that are down around 12 to 13%. But regardless, you're going to double it. But global stocks-to-use, we were at 14% last year. September report by USDA had us a little over 16%, 16.3%. So this is where the export demand, this is where the global supplies, competing supplies, for me anyway, come into the from out of the fray into the major part of the analysis, because if what you're talking about is true and what I'm talking about is true, we'll probably continue to see a trade where the cash market holds up very well, demand stays very strong, but the futures market may have another big spill to the downside, which I think would probably last not very long, maybe several sessions long.
And that spill would maybe take us to 406, perhaps?
I think that's right, and we may even want to try and go sub $4 just to clean up any question that we can hit $4 or go through $4 as well.
All right, we'll see how that pans out over the next several sessions. Turn our attention to soybeans, which now it looks like the last five or seven trading sessions, five trading sessions, ended up being sort of a bear trap, if you will, because we're now up into the trading range that we've been in sideways since the beginning of October.
It's a great point, because we essentially went back to rationing demand, didn't we? We essentially saw that the price at around the 1260 level in November and the sub $400 level in the meal did not want to hold, and we saw the basis start to pop. And all of a sudden, we saw the trade estimates for this report coming out today come out, which really surprised me. I was very shocked to see some still carrying 140, 150 million bushel carryover, even though reports of better than expected yields in the markets, you know, being talked about the last 2 months. And so beans have a very wide range. I mean, even more wider than what the corn has as far as ending stocks, Dave. We go from 145 on the Reuters numbers up to 240. We essentially go from pipeline supplies needing to go sharply higher in the short term to burdensome supplies, and you don't have any fears of 2014 U.S. planted acres as much, because you've got a big crop in South America brewing. So you really do have, between those two numbers, 145 and 240, the tale of two cities and two very big extremes. And I think the beans, probably in the trade mindset, picked up more of the idea of we need to ration some demand in case the USDA doesn't pump up the volume. I would guess that with the lows we hit in the November and January this week, we probably are trading right under or just at about a 200 million bushel carryover based upon my price model.
So it very well could be in another hour and 3 minutes that the greater volatility on the headlines will be in the beans than in the corn.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think what I think most people that I've talked to this week, almost all eyes are on the corn market right now. So that kind of opens you up to more surprises in terms of the trade reaction and the algo fund reaction in the bean complex. I think that's exactly right.
And then about 10 minutes after the report is out, and we're all now arguing about the same set of the numbers, which is something we haven't done for 2 months, we turn to a demand between now and the end of the year?
Yes, and I think you also start to hear people talk about, and I've already heard it this morning, what the yield will be in corn and beans in January's report. So I think that I think you're going into a report, in corn especially, needing to feed the bear, not so much that way in the beans. And if you do feed the bear, then the bear will continue to say, and then the yields are even going to go higher in January. That's the problematic issue with the futures market. I still think the cash market will fight that because of the demand we have, and that's the other issue that the USDA needs to come around relatively quick on, is what is our demand and what are our harvested acres? Those are the two biggest issues. I, as someone that thinks we're closer to a 1.5 carryover than we are a 2 billion bushel carryover when it's all said and done, we'll be looking at most today.
So the cash then would become the leader between now and the end of the year. Could we see in some geographical areas cash over futures then?
Yes, and I think you've seen that also start to already in the cash market. You've seen the carry that a lot of the analysts have been talking about. That's been eroding in some areas, where what you store into December or January or even February isn't paying as much as it was 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. And so that would suggest maybe you're starting to see the cash market find some real support because of this demand pace we've seen.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Talk to you later.
Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. He's in Atchison, Kansas. He'll join us again, by the way, after the reports are released at 12:39 Central Time, and we'll see what the trade thinks of the reports and get his analysis on that. December corn, 418 down 2.5, and November beans, 1284 up 5.25. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.